You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
Jay.
You're on the 95BFM Top 10. How are you, Jake?
I'm actually wonderful. You're back.
I am. Last week I was out sick and I'm back and still a little bit sick if you can't tell from my voice. But yep. Hey, I feel much better. Feel much better, which is good. How's your week been so far?
It's been good.
That's good.
Yeah, it's been raining, which is crazy.
Was it raining yesterday?
No.
No, it was okay.
It was raining on Monday, though.
Was? Yes, it was. I remember that. I wasn't in town on Tuesday. Monday evening and yesterday I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I was down in Tomatoui.
You're going to tell this exciting tale?
Yeah, I am. It was so much fun. I went, my mum and I and a family friend went down to Taumarunui and did the Forgotten World Highway, which essentially is it's an abandoned stretch of railway from Ōkahukura down to Stratford, and they've put golf carts on it. On the rails. And you can go down and stop off at different places and learn about them, and it's very fun, very interesting. But I got bitten to shit by bugs, and my legs are itching.
A couple of mosquitoes invaded my room and have just absolutely destroyed me.
Bastards.
They've sucked me dry.
Oh, really?
I think they don't have a taste for me anymore because I don't get bitten
sick
anymore.
Sick of it. Yeah. I'm sick of it. It's like the opposite of dogs and cats eating the same meal.
Yeah, they're like, God, I had Jack last night.
Yeah. Yum. Yum, yum, yum. Hey, top 10.
Yeah.
Good to be here. Yep. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about life in general.
No, we'll figure something out. Yep. Hey, 5395, tell us about your recent excursions, whether it's recent, been for a hike, been for a walk to the beach. What have you done that's a bit out of the ordinary day-to-day schedule? We'd love to hear it on the text line. But without further ado, let's crack into it. Like an egg.
That was very funny.
Thank you.
Number 10.
Number 10, kicking us off this week. It's debutante.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It is a debutante.
That's good. And it's a good name.
It is.
It's a name we've had before. It's a name
it's
we've
a big
heard
name. It's a legendary name.
Many a time.
Yep.
On the BFM. Tracks.
Yep.
Aldous Harding, One Stop, a brand new tune from them is your number 10 for this week. We're here for the next 52 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yep. So you got to put up with us.
Yeah, stick around.
I've been way too long. There's a tree that I used to climb, calling that one stop.
Thank you.
You're listening to the sounds of Aldous Harding and not my voice. Ooh, wow. Because I didn't turn the microphone on.
I heard your voice though. Oh, well, I'm sitting right next to you, yeah. So that makes sense. Oh, microphone's running away. Hey, great song. That was lovely. Aldous Harding, One Stop. Jack said it sounded like a train.
Yeah, and you're used to trains on your adventure?
Yes, even though I was not on a train, I was just on the tracks.
My adventure that I'd like to share, we went out to a wedding down south.
Define sort of down south.
West of Pukekohe.
Oh, so it's still at Auckland.
Still in Auckland.
Not really.
But still at least, you know, over an hour out down south.
Like over an hour, but like an hour and 10 seconds.
We were driving home, me and my wonderful partner Grace, and we saw this black smoke, and we thought it was a lot of smoke, and said it could be a fire.
Yes.
Or it could be a farmer doing a burn, but it wasn't because it moved. It was a steam train from Glenbrook. And there's a video of us getting very excited, noticing that we spotted a train. That's my story about trains.
I love it. Hey, 5395, got any train stories?
Yeah, have you got a train fact?
Yes, please. Oh, my God. I wish we could give something away for the best train fact. Hey, you'll get our admiration.
Yeah.
Best train fact of the for the next 48 minutes. Give us the best train.
Number 9.
Reminds me of playing Battlefield 1 and the enemy's called in the behemoth.
And the train shows up.
Scary train.
And if you're the driver, you can
honk the horn.
You can toot the whistle.
Toot the whistle. That seems like a universal term. Toot the whistle. Hey, number 9 is another debutante.
Yes, it is.
It's an artist that has featured somewhat recently, but have a brand new song out with Rubber Doll. It is Jack Bromwich.
You're on the 95 BFM Top 10 at 7:12 PM. You're with Big Jane Smashton.
Yes.
You're going to be grooving out to this one for the next little
week.
Stay with
us. Thank you for your text as well, Millie. We'll read it afterwards. Jack just yelled at me. He said, keen for a laid-back show while yelling.
Yeah.
It was a nice yell, though. It's because he had his headphones on. And we were listening to that very cool song, Rubber Doll by Jack Bromwich. But he said something, and I was like, pardon? He said, let's have a laid-back show! Yeah.
I've been yelling a lot today. I'm in a yelling mood, so that's probably why I need...
I'm in a yelling mood.
Yeah.
Let's start a band.
Yeah, I could be a drill sergeant.
Yes, sir. Please do that. Thank you.
Do push-ups.
Now. How many push-ups can you do?
10. How many push-ups can you do, Smash?
10 more than I can do. Hey, I don't want to shift the tectonic plates of the earth.
5395, text in, how many push-ups can you do?
Or can you do any pull-ups? Can you do a forward roll?
Yeah.
Can you do a handstand?
No.
In the pool?
In the pool,
yes. Yeah, I can do a handstand in the pool.
I'm quite tall, though, so it's quite impressive when I do it. True. I have to have a lot of balance, yeah.
True. Do you wear a rash top?
No.
I do. I don't want to get sunburned.
You wear a t-shirt.
Yeah. I don't want to get sunburned.
Yeah.
God, this is some this is dry. This is some chatter. This holy sucks. Shit.
Number eight.
You were leading that. I was ready to go.
Oh, I blame it on Smashton. Huz G returning to the top 10 with To Be Real featuring Urtica, Ferox. Last week's number five.
Yeah. Stay with us.
Spot. We're going to brainstorm some stuff to talk about because apparently I'm not good enough.
Grammy Award-winning quartet Dry Cleaning are bringing their heat to the Hollywood Avondale this June. Having set free their fresh new album, Secret Love Into the World, the UK art rock group brings their wry humour and off-kilter sound to Auckland City's eyes and ears. Dry Cleaning, Wednesday, June 3rd at the Hollywood Avondale. Tickets on sale now from mg.live.
Call your friends. Swedish alt-pop icon Robin is dropping her new album, Sexistential, and you can be among the first in the world to hear it.
Public Bar are hosting an intimate listening party on Thursday, March 26th to celebrate the release, featuring DJs Half Queen and Zeki.
Arrive early for a front-to-back album listen and free merch. Robin, Sexistential Listening Party. Public Bar, Thursday, March 26th from 7 p.m. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
Aotearoa's leading circus theatre company, The Dust Palace, invites families on a circus adventure this school holidays with their exciting show, The Ice Cream is Melting.
A family-friendly delight that blends aerial and ground-based acrobatics, juggling and physical storytelling into a playful environmental tale. The Dust Palace presents The Ice Cream is Melting
at Ellerslie War Memorial Hall, April 3rd to 11th.
Get your tickets now from iticket.co.nz.
Strange Universe and 95BFM are pleased as punch to present May Simonis live at the Tuning Fork, Tuesday, June 16th, as part of Strange Universe Winter.
May Simonis makes her long-awaited Aotearoa debut and is set to make the city swoon over her sumptuous blend of indie rock, bossa nova, jazz and chamber pop.
Strange Universe Winter featuring May Simonis and so much more. See the stupendous full lineup and get tickets from banishedmusic.com.
It's little, it's lucky, and it's got all the charm of a fiddle player dancing on a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. It's The Clatter, Auckland's oldest Irish pub.
Hear live music, sing a ditty, and get quizzing, or see who's best at splitting the G. Plus, B-card holders get discounts.
The Clatter Irish Pub and Garden Bar. Find them online at theclatter.nz, on Instagram at theclatter, or head down in person to 372 Broadway, Newmarket.
95 BFM, democracy in action.
Welcome back to the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J.
And Smashton.
We are just going to roll through the list, I think.
Totally. Although, with the mention of the clatter, made me think about beers.
Yeah.
I like beer.
Yeah.
Had a beer yesterday at the Whangamamana Hotel down in the Republic of Whangamamana.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, did you get a passport?
I did not. I didn't take my passport with me. It went down to the King Country.
Did they not let you into the Republic?
They did.
Yeah? Did you meet the... Is the mayor still a dog?
I don't know. I was only there for half an hour. then I went back to somewhere new.
Well, yeah. Well, you went to a different country yesterday. You went overseas.
I illegally immigrated into the country. I infiltrated its walls. My microphone ran away.
Number seven.
This week. It's a debutante.
It is. It's a brand new debutante.
We've had a lot of debutantes tonight, which is good to see.
I think, pretty much... all of them, but this one. No, but the one before, the Husky song before. This one's a brand new debutante, though. We haven't had this artist on the top 10 in our tenure.
Yeah.
And this is Everything You Want by JHL, which is your number 7 for this evening.
BFM.
Sure.
You're listening to the sounds of JHL with Everything You Want. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J.
And Smashton.
And Smashton.
Into building, into house.
Yeah.
Coming up almost halfway through the show.
Yeah.
I reckon we just continue on with the heaters.
I think so.
Number six
this week. It's another debutante.
How good. It is the wonderful School Fair with Spirally Staircase Memory. Another brand new debutante for the show. Super excited to have him on as your number six for this week. Staircase Memory.
Do you remember the school book fairs?
Shit, yeah. I had an absolute blast at those.
They were nuts.
Yeah, you're going like top 10 farts or some shit.
Yeah, and the books weren't like, you'd never want to get a normal book.
No,
it would always be like the Guinness Book of World Records.
Like Cool Bugs.
Yeah.
Or something. I remember I had every single Ripley's Believe It or Not book from like 2005 to about 2014.
That's a collector.
Oh, yeah.
Believe It or Not was always kind of beat here to the Guinness Book of World Records.
I loved it.
For me.
I absolutely loved it. I've always had a bit of a love for sort of second place things.
Yeah?
Like things that aren't quite the biggest. But
is that why you support West Ham?
Oui. Shocker. But no, yeah, I've always just found it fascinating.
Another thing about the book fairs was the stationery that you could buy. It was outrageous.
I don't recall that.
It was like, it was just what Smiggle is. Do you remember Smiggle?
Yeah, like banana
Smiggle. When you rocked up to school with a Smiggle rubber, that was
that's the swag. Yep. You're the coolest kid in school immediately.
5395, yeah. Do you have any good memories?
All you Gen Zers out there, you'll remember all this. If you're not Gen Z and you had any cool school trends.
I'm sure that the millennials and Gen Xers had school book fairs as well.
If not, tell us about it.
Yeah.
Number five.
New song again, debutante.
Yep. Another debutante.
Very, very good.
I think for the next few, we've got a lot of debutantes.
Yeah, I think literally every song but one is a debutante. Office Dog, Front Row Seat is your number five for this week. 29 minutes to go. We're not going anywhere, so neither should you.
Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Office dog with front row seat.
Always bring it.
Yep.
That was wicked.
Never fails to deliver.
Absolutely.
Some of that mix of bluesy with a little bit of indie in there as well.
It's good. Yeah. Great top 10 tonight. As per usual, we always say, you know, you guys do a great job of voting for a wonderful top 10 every single week.
Yeah. And this show and Jukebox Parlor are the only two shows on BFM where the listeners get to choose all the songs.
Dictate the playlist.
Yeah.
Democracy in action. Very good, sir.
Number four.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Just add two.
You know what that reminds me of? Chicken palmy.
I love a chicken palm.
Me too.
Favorite pub food, 5395.
Oh, great question.
Yep.
You know what else is great? This number four. Another debutant, Red Fountain, Sand Dunes. You're on the beat.
You made a heart. And I put your name on it. But the number on the back wasn't mine. You're like, why did you marry me to the sand dune, to the sand dune? Doesn't feel like we're speaking the same language, and it's hard for me to stand. It's hard for me to stand.
This is the way we are.
Oh, I've got text coming through.
Yes, but before that, was Sand Dunes by Reb Fountain, number four here on the top 10. We've opened up the floodgates with this pub feed chat.
Chicken Palmy has activated the people, and I'm all here for it. I love Chicken Palmy and everything that... You put tomato, you crumb something, throw tomato sauce and cheese on it. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, we've got two people here saying that a chicken parma is the best.
Although we've had one saying chicken fucking parmy, and then someone else saying the hands down the greatest meal is the chicken parma.
And then someone saying six prawns and garlic oil, coconut milk, white rind with bread.
Yeah, shit,
that sounds really good.
I like prawns, sir.
But chicken parmy for me, it's not my favourite.
Oh, God. Just get out of here.
I think my favourite... Get out of here. I think my favourite pub feed has got to be a burger or a steak.
Two poo-bum shit options.
What?
Two poo-bum shit options.
I want to hear your reasoning.
Ah, because it's not a chicken parmy. That's why. Because it's not a chicken parmy. You can get steak and burgers anywhere, anytime. But chicken parmy is...
Yeah.
It's a quintessential pub feed. Yep. There are steak houses. There are houses where you can go to eat steak.
Yeah, but it's different.
And
at
there
a pub.
Are burger restaurants where you can go to eat burgers.
The burgers.
Is there a chicken parmy restaurant? No, because chicken parmy is sacred to the pub. Argument over. I win. Holy shit. Number three, Kumano Sweet by Johnny. That's your number three. I got heated there, but out of passion. For the craft of the
beautiful
chicken.
Tell me about
kumaras.
Do you like kumara fries?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of kumaras.
I love kumaras. 5395, what's your favourite type of kumara?
Oh, favourite type of potato. I'm very much a hash brown enjoyer.
Chips all the way.
But also, actually no, we got to run out of time. Here's Johnny! Kumara sweet!
Oh yeah! Kumara Bittersweet by Johnny. That's your number three here on the 95 BFM Top 10. We have truly opened the floodgates. Here we were talking about trains and all this other bullshit. And the minute we start talking about the pub,
the people know.
The people know.
That's exciting.
The pub is church, right?
The pub is the pub. It is its own beautiful entity.
Yep.
That you go and you drink a yummy beer and eat a yummy food.
Yep.
We have another great text here. Oh, this is making my tummy rumble. Wedges, melted cheese, bacon bits, and sour cream. Oh, mama!
Yeah.
That's good. But you know what makes it just a little bit better?
What's that?
The sweet chili sauce.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember at our tuck shop?
Oh, the wedges?
The wedges. There was sour cream and some sweet chili sauce in there.
Yeah, we had a great tuck shop.
Yeah.
We had a great tuck shop. That's cool. That's a banging one.
What's your... Okay, let's move on from the pubs because... Oof. We don't actually have that long left. We have two songs left to play, but I reckon that we can get it out of the way.
I think so.
What is the best tuck shop food that you had going to school?
So I had two absolutely disgusting orders that I would go to. But the reason I picked these disgusting orders is because no one else got them, so they'd always be there. Pineapple and cheese toastie if I wanted something.
That's goated. That is delicious.
Or a chicken pasta salad.
That is disgusting.
It was great. And it was always available because no one wanted it. And that's that. That makes it good for me.
Hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
$2 hash browns. Remember that? Two hash browns for $2.
Two for two.
Yeah. What a time to be alive. 5395, favorite tuck shop meal.
Just good deep fried food.
Number two.
Now, there was a slight nuance in some past texts I'd like to bring up again.
Yeah.
We got two palmy texts to kick off this whole thing. Someone said chicken flipping palmy, mate.
Yeah.
And someone else said, hands down, greatest pub meal is chicken palmer. That's a hot debate.
Yeah. Is that a Kiwi Aussie thing?
Or chicken? It's definitely an Aussie thing.
Yeah. But is it palmy or palmer? Do Aussies call it palmer?
There's debate. It's a hot debate whether it's palmy or palmer. But what is it? What's the right answer? I alternate because I just get too excited that all thoughts leave the brain and I'm just excited for the yummy crunchy
chicken.
Or
you could call it a poulet parmesan.
See, that makes it too flash.
Too flash?
I want it to be... I want my heart to slow down after eating this. I want to feel every beat in my chest.
So you want a chicken vegan barber or barmy?
Wash it down with some.
Depending on which region you're from.
What is it? 5395. Is it palmy or palm?
Yeah.
Number two is a debutante. It's the wonderfully legendary I'm Amelia with Listen to the Sound of the World. More Scran Chat coming up. And then number one.
To the sound of the wind. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm Amelia with Listen to the Sound of the Wind. We have got so many texts and we're going to get through them.
Anyway, yes, we have lots of texts.
We've come to the bottom of a mystery.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes,
Palmy versus Palmer.
Yes, Jack, you were correct in saying.
Yeah. So Palmer is common in the state of Victoria, while Palmy is used in Queensland, New South Wales, and most of the other states.
Pretty much everywhere else. So if you're a Melburnian, Palmer.
Yep.
If you're from Sydney or anywhere else in Australia, it's a Palmy.
Yeah.
I think I'm a Palmer. I like Melbourne's my favourite city over in Australia. So
I've just always called it a Palmy.
Oh, so we'll agree to...
to disagree. We're shaking hands, by the way.
Yeah.
We actually are.
Exactly. Now... text, tuck shop orders, we've activated you guys. And we love it.
So. Yeah, we've got two people here saying a lasagna or mince topper, caramel slice.
Mm.
We've got some people, mayo chicken hot roll.
Oh, flat. I bet that was like $1 back in the day too. Oh, probably like $8.50 now.
Yeah.
Double happy. Shout out to Double Happy.
Yeah, I love a good Double Happy. It's like a double barrel shotgun, but sausage rolls, like goodness.
Meat fiesta.
Yeah.
So much meat.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Oh, someone says Palmer. True, so they don't know where to get them in Auckland. Actually, neither do I. I'd love a Palmer. I'd love me a good Palmer here in Auckland. I should know. I love them so much.
Yeah. They're just not the same. Goodness. I've actually never had an Australian Palmer. So.
Oh, Jack. Goodness gracious.
I know. It's disappointing.
Someone has said that Tuck Shop King has to be a lasagna topper.
Yeah.
We're all gearing up to be long-haul truck drivers. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Nothing better than just some greasy food at lunchtime. 100%. Or morning tea. Even morning tea. Just go hard at the tuck shop.
100%.
Yeah.
We needed a tuck shop for adults.
Yeah.
And we've thought we're going to play a DJ's choice now, which is a rare occasion on the 95 BFM Top 10. But we thought, what is more topical than this song?
This is a cover by legendary Australian group The Wiggles. And this is their cover of Pub Feed by The Chats. We've got number one coming up next. Stay tuned for that. And I hope you're all enjoying your sausage rolls and toppers.
Yummy.
Hanging out for something to munch. Tummy's rumbling, haven't eaten since lunch. Feeling hungry, fanging a feed. Something healthy, gravy and meat. All I want, all I need.
All I crave is a good pub feed.
All I want, all I need.
All I crave is a good pub feed.
Tomato sauce. Can't get enough, I'm begging for more. Cause I came here at 5:45. And I ain't gonna leave till I've had my fix. All I want, all I need.
All I crave is a good pub feed.
All I want, all I need.
All I crave is a good pub feed.
No time for fruit salad now, old mate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is when this song starts playing at the end of the top 10.
I have the time for dinner because I'm hungry.
Oh, I am so hungry after that song.
After that song, after that show.
That was The Wiggles Pub Feed cover of The Chats.
How good. Notice how they mentioned chicken parmigiana before rump steak, Jack. Reinforcing my spirited argument earlier. Yeah! I want to just mention one quick text before we jump into the end of the show. Someone texted in, me and the missus go to the pub in Devonport on Wednesday. Cheeky 2-for-1. We always get a mean-ass Guinness pie and a bunch of ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Only $13 each. Oh!
That sounds beautiful.
BFM trip to Devonport.
Yeah.
Like, we're going. We're going to every pub until we figure out which one it is.
Let's go eat some pies and...
Yummy, yummy.
And some ribs. Voting for next week opens in 5 minutes from now. You can do that by heading to...
95bfm.com/vote or text in 5395 your favourite song and artist that you've heard on BFM throughout the week.
Yep.
Jack, what is a crucial detail that the listeners must know?
One vote per person. We know if you voted multiple times, so don't do it.
Yes, we love to see the passion for our amazing music we have here on the B, but one vote per person via email and via text, please and thank you!
Freak the Sheep is up next, and we are running over time, so...
Let's play a really long sting.
Yeah. Number one this week was last week's number two.
Oh, jumping up to number one, it is the wonderful Evie Bamford with Through the Day. Thank you so much for joining the show. Go eat your dinner if you haven't, because that's what we're going to be doing. My name's Smash.
I'm Big Jay.
And we've been the top 10. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Of my time. 95BFM Top 10. Vote online at 95BFM.com/vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.